When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
They ain't taking back what they call the hit 'em ups.
Hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. All right, now I'm waiting for them to give me the confirmation on this order.
Did you see the baby hate that Caitlin Clark is getting, how they try to put the two WNBA people against each other?
Oh, what was that story?
What's her name? AG. They trying to say, "Whoa, how did she get?" Even Jemele Hill. You know what I mean? I love her from the D. Yeah, Asia Wilson talking about. Well, she's 2-time player of the year. Defense. She don't have a signature shoe. It's not about who's the best player. It's about who's popping, and that's what shoes has always been about.
You know what's funny? That's the exact argument I have with Wally Szczerbiak. And it's not about this. It's
so who's popular.
He's like, Nikola Jokic is the face of, like, he was talking to me about the segment I did about face of the league, and he's like, and he was going off on me. He's like, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league. That's the face of the league. And I'm like, but dude, it has nothing to do with who's the best player.
Right.
It's like you said, it's who's popping. Like, who is somebody that is drawing eyeballs that are not traditionally
like
basketball fans? And like, here, yes. I'm bringing in the
Tiger
casual
Woods.
Fans.
Well, Tiger Woods is the best player. He was the best player, too, but that's the best.
But he became the best player.
Right.
But it's just like, I think some people don't understand that. Like in the NFL, right? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be the best player in the sport.
Right.
Is the face of the league.
Right.
Better. It's just, but you become somebody that's just really extremely popular.
Exactly.
You become the face of the league. That's just
right.
How it is.
Right. You think The Rock is the best actor out there. But if you think about non-white minority actors, like, he's the highest paid. He ain't a better actor than Denzel, actor than Will Smith.
All right, again, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball.
Right, the face.
He is overall the best player in the sport.
Shohei
Ohtani. And he's proving it again at the start of this season. He ain't the face.
Shohei Ohtani. He wasn't even the face on his own team.
No doubt. 800-919-3776. So as we said, we go on buffet. We got the Knicks. We talked about them a little bit. What I basically said a few minutes ago for all you Knicks fans, and it's simply this. For Jalen Brunson and all of the Knicks fans that love him and want him to be the star, want him to be acknowledged as a superstar, as somebody that should be considered MVP candidate and all that stuff, listen to me right now. He had a great year. He is built off of his first year, which was a really good year. He is emerging as a popular player in the sport. His jersey sales, he's top 15. That's good. All that's good. But now, these next couple of weeks, what he does and what the Knicks do in this year's playoffs, we'll decide, whether you like it or not, if he is going to move into the echelon now of somebody considered, marketed, promoted, and talked about as an NBA star. That's a fact, because as Bart said, you make your name in the regular season, you make your fame in the postseason. What he does here, what the Knicks do here, will decide his fate going forward in the realm of what you all want him to be considered. And this is not something he chases. He just wants to win. Talk to him. That's all he talks about. But everybody else around it, I know we get very protective of our players, and I love it. I love seeing it. But just understand, these next couple of weeks for him and for the team will decide whether or not he now takes that next step into stardom, where he is on par when discussed among the Lucas and the Tatums. Like, he's like you want him in that conversation? He's got to win, and the Knicks have to win, and that's opportunities coming up now. Calls to get to, Bart, 800-919-3776. Why don't we begin with Enzo in the Bronx. Enzo.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I love Jalen Brunson, but I'm just too scared to jinx the guy if I buy a jersey or ball for him at the All-Star game. I did all this for Melo, for Stoudemire.
Wow.
I'm just worried I might actually do something to the guy. And I think Knicks fans are like me. We don't want to get burned.
Enzo, you can't take your past trauma into your new relationships.
I love that, though. It's awesome.
It's 20 years of drama. It's too much.
Love is out there for you, man.
But Bart, think about that for a minute. You're a fan. You've been through so much, and you're just like, I love this guy. I'm not buying the jersey because I'm gonna jinx it. Like, think about the pain you have to have gone through as a fan to be at a point where you feel like you are so, like, cursed.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm
the bad
luck.
Don't even touch the jersey. Don't look at him. Right? You're watching the game, and it's like, yo, why aren't you looking at the TV? I don't want to jinx it. I can't look at him.
I can't look him in his eyes.
Don't look directly at Jalen Brunson.
I never follow the ball. I just look at the rim. I don't follow the ball.
Anthony and Copeg, Anthony.
Gentlemen, first of all, you got to know you are my favorite show on ESPN.
Thank you.
Right? And I'm the guy who, when you guys did a promo at our restaurant in near Grand Central, and I won the helmet signed by Bart Scott and Billy Close.
T-squared. We were T-squared.
T-squared. I just rode by there the other day, son. Yeah, I got to get there for an evening.
So I won the helmet that was signed by Bart Scott and Willie Colon, and that's now my trophy piece in my man cave.
So when you watch the game, do you put that on? Block out the hate, but you got to block out the hate like Magneto. You got to block out all the bad Jet hate like Magneto. You got to put the helmet on to stop the haters.
But I'm going to tell you this. Like, when it comes to the Knicks playoffs and they was talking about, oh, we want this one, we want that one, I'm going to leave you with this. I want all the smoke, and I don't care who we play and what we do. And I can't wait for tomorrow's game. And the last thing I'm going to say is, can't wait.
He said that. He said that with his chest, son. He said that the power tower.
Fired up. No doubt about that. By the way, Josh from the company sent, these are hideous. Black Ewings. I mean, these are, I have a pair of Ewings.
I got the most acceptable Ewings that you can wear.
I'm looking at a picture of these things. They look like suede.
I think I got the best pair of Ewings that's out there.
These look like the heaviest shoes you could possibly put on your feet.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're basically boots. They're basically moon boots.
They're cheap, but they definitely have some effect on your feet. Yeah. Long term.
Bro, I got the best Ewings out.
Like, I love
the best
Ewings,
ones. I got the best ones he's ever made.
Yeah? Which ones?
I'll bring them to the camera.
You've seen mine, right? You know the ones I have.
Yeah, mine's are knit. Mine's like it's no leather, no suede. It's knit.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you. Right.
Need to see those.
They dope.
I like it. Frankie in the Bronx. Frankie.
Hey, Alan, Bert. I love you guys. You're my biggest fans. I'm like ecstatic that I finally got through to talk to you guys.
Oh, it's great to have you.
I want to chime in on one thing. I said this Knicks defense resembles the 1970 Knicks, and Philadelphia better be ready, because I don't think they're going to be ready for the power hour.
Oh. Sawa sawa.
6 p.m.
Yes, sir. Power hour. Hour.
See, Frankie's fired up now.
He sound like if he'd win. If he see he got two, he sound like if he'd win for four, he'd have fainted.
That's right. He couldn't go anymore. He ran out of air. Brandon in Manalapan. Brandon.
Guys, what's going on? Love
what's
the show.
Up?
Bart, love Jets. I don't love you on MSG. I just want to say, I think the Met City Connect jerseys aren't bad. I really feel like they're like a solid like 6.5. It
six
does kind of look
half.
Like Yankees.
Hold on.
Like
Brandon, would you date a 6.5?
I mean, listen, man, I'm dating a 10. I'm engaged to a 10, and
that's a good answer.
Right. If she ever saw a picture with you in the 6.5, she's going to think she's doing a charity case for you.
But hang on a second.
This is what you're with me?
Bart, she's already slumming it with me. I'm a 5.
Attaboy.
But you're supposed to outkick your coverage. You know what I'm saying?
It. Yes. Yeah, overachieve. That's what
Brandon,
you do.
Brandon, he's like, I got elephantitis, son.
Can I get to the jersey, though? Because you're mentioning these jerseys, and Brandon, I'm kind of with – like, Bart, did you see the jersey yet? Have you taken a look at the picture?
I did.
Right. I'm
gray is never a cool
out.
Color.
No.
A dark gray.
This, come on.
With stripes.
Come on. This is
come
in,
on,
the, in the summer.
Look yeah, at quit
this.
Playing.
Listen, I know they look kind of like the Yankees a little
yes,
bit, like they just
you're
threw
going,
gray on it. But
you're going
I really
stripes,
think they
you're going
been
gray.
A huge...
like it, you like them or you don't like them?
I think they're solid especially when you're comparing it to other City Connect jerseys. That's like, I think, the measuring stick that we should use. And
yeah, they're all bad, huh?
I think they could have been really, really sick if you would have put Queens instead of New York City. Because when I think of the Mets, I don't think of New York City. I think
that's nice.
Queens, exactly. You know what I mean?
Actually, that's kind of cool if they would have wrote
that's
Queens.
What I think. That's what I think of. Like, I think of the Yankees, I think of the Bronx, and I think more New York City with the Yankees. With
yeah,
the Mets, though,
it's
Queens.
Yeah.
Queens. You throw Queens in the middle of that, I'm telling you, they're sick. Sick.
You know what I mean? Like, something like that. These jerseys do look like the White Sox and the Yankees got into a fight, and this is what the result of it.
Yeah. They should have went with Queens and, like, put the Q, like a tilted crown on the Q.
Like that, too. That's not bad. That'd have been dope. These aren't – look, they're not terrible. They do have a softball vibe to them. The black and gray is almost are you trying to be like the Nets?
Listen, I know it's not a lot of black people in baseball, but if you want to make something cool, they should have consulted a couple black people, you know what I'm saying?
What makes you
they
say
should,
that?
How do you know who
was in charge of
They should have had Nas there, man.
My man.
He from Queens. Should have had Nas. He's a fashionista. He would have had him tight.
Illmatic
they might have been leather.
Is 30 today, is it not?
They might have been leather.
Hmm.
Even 50 Cent with his G units could have did a better job in styling that.
The lettering on this is a little strange as well. Like, the whole thing. Yeah, I get what you were trying to do. I don't think it hit the mark, in my opinion. Like you know, I got to buy that. I this is not one where I'm like, I'd love to have.
Or
some
they
merch went
high. They should have went high. They could have went high fashion. They could have asked Michael Kors to do something.
How do you know? I
or
don't know who
Ralph
did
Lauren.
This. I'd have to get the story behind it. I don't
they
know.
They could have had Ralph Lauren do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not feeling this at all. I don't love it. Like I said, this is feeling like this is old timey. This is like
old person did it, man.
Stripes that could look like the Yankees. I have no idea.
Like some old Satchel Paige jerseys, man.
Yeah, who thought this was a good idea? I'm not feeling this. The Queens thing's kind of interesting. It can work against you, of course. There could be other ways you could reference it as well.
Or they should have got some women. Kim Kardashian could have did a better color.
You think so?
I find it
interesting. It looks like a lavender. There's like a lavender.
They should have went
the Nike swoosh.
They should have went, man. They should have went like I would have went like I would have went like super ivory. Like
oh, it's
creamy.
Purple for the 7 train. Is that? Did you do a little reading on this, Ray?
There's a MLB tweeted out an explainer video of everything. So
oh, really?
Yeah, they got the Queensboro Bridge in there.
I saw that on the patch.
The NYC is supposed to be large to represent skyscrapers.
That's terrible.
All the purple piping is in honor of the 7 train.
I like that.
On the inside of the hat, they have like the way the New York City subway map looks like, those different colored lines all over
like
the place.
Okay.
So just imagine if that was
so
cream.
Is the jersey color basically this is what the floor of the subway looks like?
Yeah, this is what your feet going to look like, the bottom of your shoe look like stepping on this dirty-ass train.
I mean, I don't get the gray and black. I'm not feeling that.
It should have been cream. Summertime, like, that's you nice. Know, like it's, a real rich ivory.
It's
like
for
you,
concrete, you, for the concrete jungle.
No you way. Know. Is that real?
Yeah.
You're not making that up, are you?
No.
Oh, that's an awful idea.
That's horrible. You know that ivory? You know that ivory that, like, back in the day, the old school Cardinals used to be. It's like they should have been that
yeah,
type
I know
of
the,
yellow.
I know you're talking about the Cardinals.
I'm talking
would
about
have,
that,
like it's a little like creamish colored.
Yeah,
white.
It's rich,
it's
super
white.
Rich. Yeah. Then with the purple piping with Queens over the top, but put all the purple stuff right there.
Yeah,
man, that would have been dope. That would have been dope, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Nice. They should talk to people first, man, before they just do stuff, see?
Just 7 line. How about
seven
that?
Line.
Just throw
seven
that line. Don't love it. 800-919-3776. Baritone in Queens. What's up, Baritone?
Baritone, where the hell you been,
dog?
My God.
I know, man. I've been busy.
You back
busy,
from vacation? You was on vacation?
working. But, yo, Alan, before I get to my next point, where do you get your shoes? Because I wear size 14, man.
It's not easy, right?
Help a brother
like,
out.
Yeah, it's not
buy
easy.
Them online.
Because you can't go into a store. It's hysterical. Like, you walk in, everything's like, it barely gets to 12, or maybe even if you're lucky, a 13 every now and then. But 14s are not easy to find, but I just go online. As simple as that. You can't really put them on, try them on, and see if you like them. You're going to have to return them if you don't. And that's,
Flight
you know,
Club,
that's not great.
StockX.
Yeah, sneaker wise, mm-hmm. that's, you know, Flight Club, and then
sneaker wise is good. Yeah,
yeah, but like I'll go, but for dress shoes, like for work stuff, yeah, Wolf and Shepherd or Cole Haan, the best I can do. Yeah.
Dudes like y'all,
I can't go Louboutin like Bart now. I can't, you know, Louboutins, that doesn't work for me.
Y'all just have to go. Just have to go East Bay. Get those teen colors, like yo.
All right. So first, they are the Knicks. I have two things because one thing you mentioned about Chris Paul, I wanted to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if he goes to the Knicks, you know, Josh Hart is not giving that number three.
Oh, that's a good point.
BP 3.5.
Yeah, it costs some money to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the key player is Miles McBride in this series. If he plays like he did in January, this is a clean sweep. Do you agree?
Say that one more time.
McBride played like he played in January.
McBride, you're saying?
Played it, yeah. If he played that game in January when he was just hitting three-pointers after three-pointer and playing good defense on Tyrese Maxey, this series is going to be – Knicks is going to sweep him.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Sweep? I'll never say sweep because a series is, especially, you know, the Sixers are good. Nick Nurse is a great coach. I'll never, ever predict sweeps in these situations. You know, if it's a lesser team, sometimes you can just say, yeah, they're just going to overpower them. But I give too much credit and respect to Nick Nurse and what he can do as a coach and the pieces that they do have. But you're right. I mean, again, this series, look, if I'm being honest, this series shouldn't go more than five if Joel Embiid is as compromised as he looked against the Heat. They almost lost that game. We keep forgetting that game was tied with a minute to go. Like, they didn't run away with that thing. They were down by – they were getting smoked. They got booed off their court. Like, we're acting like and Jimmy Butler wasn't 100%. We're acting like the Sixers just ran away with the seventh seed. You know, they had a good finish, but with Embiid compromised – man, they did not look great for most of that game. They were able to pull it out because Batum came in and just suddenly started making threes. Like, nobody saw that coming. So, no, this shouldn't go more than five if Embiid is not right. The Knicks are sticking to their game plan, that they are well prepared for this thing, which you know they will be. Brunson can do what he does and someone else make shots, like whether it's McBride or Bogdanovich or DiVincenzo, whoever it is. They should win this series in five. But I don't know what Embiid's going to look like, and I also don't know Deuce McBride, his first real playoff experience as a rotation player. This is a new thing. The playoffs are a whole different level, everybody. So you can't anticipate what happened in the regular season is going to happen in the postseason. It's all different, so I need to see it.
You think Achiuwa plays?
In this series, yes. In this series, yes. I do think you'll see some of Achiuwa, because I think they want to throw as many bodies and physicality at Embiid as they possibly can. And they also know they got to win the rebound battle. So they're going to try to play big. So, yeah, I do think we're going to see Achiuwa in this series, Baritone. I appreciate the call, man. Like I don't know, but I can't overstate it enough, though. Like, this series, this is a critical series for the Knicks on many levels. Because as a franchise trying to make an arrival, you want to be taken seriously. As a player that you have in Jalen Brunson that so many fans want to be considered a star player. You heard all the stuff, the Becky Hammond, you know, not a 1A. How many times that, Candace Parker didn't believe in it. Shaq and Charles Barkley and what they say. Picking the Sixers in this whole thing, right? Like fans get so upset when it's like, please love my team. They get so mad. And I'm telling you, this series is a big step towards the acceptance and the emergence and the arrival as the Knicks coming out of the ashes of that franchise that people are just so used to kicking dirt on. And Jalen Brunson being considered at the level of star that he is starting to earn, and a lot of the fans want to see him have. All that stuff can be achieved over the next 5 to 7 games. All that stuff. And then you go into a second round, and guess what happens? Got to do it all over again. The only time you get the house money, everybody, is if you get to the conference finals. Conference finals, we all sit back, put our feet up and say, hey, let's see what happens. Either way, it's a win. Right? That's how I feel. So it starts here. It has to be where the Knicks continue to play at the level that they showed you during the regular season. Because if they don't, they'll all be right. The Knicks played super hard during the regular season, and when everybody else raised their level, the Knicks couldn't because they already went to that high gear. That Jalen Brunson, just like we saw Julius Randle a couple of years ago, is their only scorer, and all Atlanta had to do was double-team Randle, and all hell broke loose. Well, all the Sixers have to do is double Brunson, and no one else can step up and score, and that's how you lose a series like the Knicks lost it to the Hawks 3 years ago. That's all the stuff. That's all the stuff you worry about in a series like this. And that's all the stuff we're going to have to watch. 800-919-3776. We will continue, of course, taking calls throughout the rest of the show as we go full buffet. But coming up next, we let the headline makers do the talking because Audiophiles is next. But first, Bart does the talking to tell us about PanCam.
PanCam Purple Stride is the ultimate walk to help end pancreatic cancer. If you or a loved one has been affected by pancreatic cancer, Purple Stride is the event for you. Your participation and fundraising makes all the difference in advancing progress for patients. Join the movement on Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. at the South Seaport Pier 17. Register today at purplestride.org/New York. Once again, that's purplestride.org/New York.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. History has showed trading up in the NFL draft is generally a mistake. But what if it's for a quarterback? A lot of talk surrounding the Giants and J.J. McCarthy. Earlier this morning on DPH on Rothenberg, Dan was in for Rick, and Dave and Dan said,
if there's a guy that you look at and you like to that extent, does it matter how much you have to give up to get that guy?
Obviously not. Obviously not. But you also run a very, very calculated risk that you might be getting, let's say, the fourth guy off the board at that position, and that's the one that
See, but I don't
care.
If you like him, see, I don't care about that. If they look at J.J. McCarthy and they say he's four, but he's going to be terrific, what's the difference what you have him ranked?
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew, honey, during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Yeah.
Got that briefs, huh?
30 this, years ago.
Yeah, on this day, this dropped.
Crazy. How much like, this is one of the greatest ever, right? This album?
Oh, yeah. How much of an influence this made on...
Like, it changed it, because this was the sound. Like, it was... Because the sound had been heavily boom bap, and then this kind of, like, started to turn it a little bit. But, yeah, Nas is one of the best ever. The fact that you could take this V2, you know, that's a great sample. The fact that he could use the sample, start there.
Actually, what's crazy, him and Premier dropped a song today, too, I think, to commemorate this.
Oh, I got to hear it then. We got to find it. I'm too busy now caught up trying to read the lyrics to Thank You, Amy.
Taylor Swift.
I was a little late. I'm a little late on this.
She's going Waka Flocka. Now she got to be prepared for the dish comeback when they talk about her pancake butt.
So did Taylor Swift and her new album that dropped, the Tortured Poets Department, has a song on it. Track 24? My God, there's a lot of songs on it.
She wrote that many songs?
You know how she is. She's prolific. So it's Thank You, Amy, but the K is capitalized, the I and the M in Amy is capitalized, so it's clearly Kim. But as I'm reading it, I'm like, there's no obvious references here. You know what I mean? The first line is, when I picture my hometown, there's a bronze spray tan statue of you. Okay.
Hello, what?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm trying to find like any of the obvious lines in it.
We're going to have to wait and let other people connect the dots for us, and then they'll tell us what they mean. Then they can either say yay or nay.
I don't know. But I wrote 1,000 songs that you find uncool. I built a legacy which you can't undo. But when I count the scars, there's a moment of truth that there wouldn't be this if there hadn't been you.
If you hadn't stepped on the stage and said that Beyonce deserved a track.
Hmm.
Hey, she better stop, though. Ye got a pen.
Oh, how about this line?
Ye got a pen. He worked for Billy, too, so can't call money on him.
And in your mind, you never beat my spirit black and blue. I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues. And ooh, one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is going to know is about you.
Oh, ooh. Kanye is going to be more direct. Rap is more direct.
Good. Your kid is going to be singing this song and only we know this is about you.
But here's the thing. Kanye rap is different now. Now, sing beef ain't the same as rap beef, because you can be more eloquent because the words takes less time.
Ooh.
All right, so now when Kanye go
everyone
at her.
Everyone knows my mother is a saintly woman, but okay, she used to say she wished that you were dead.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Listen, they don't understand. She don't understand. Ooh. The clapback comes, son. Like,
Why are you rooting for the clapback?
I'm kind of
rooting for the girl who's standing up for herself.
Okay, and then I'm waiting for the guy to stand back. Listen, I'm waiting for the clapback. What are you talking about?
They're not together.
He's going to mess around and make Travis. It don't matter. Listen, brother, we together or not, you coming at my man and you a woman, then I got to handle that woman beef.
Excuse me?
If a girl come at me after I went at her, whatever, and she coming at me, whether we together or not, that's the father of my kid. So time for Kim K to come back.
None of your damn business.
All right. I'm telling you, the clapback gonna come. Whatever she did to him, she got mad at him at the
You think
the Super Bowl? Remember the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. That's
and she had him removed, tried to get him removed because he was getting free blitz because he knew the camera was going to be on her.
Yeah.
No. He knew the camera was going to, so he had his mask on.
This is about when he released that song and there's Kim and the conversation, the phone call, right? That's what that was.
Could be. But what I'm trying to say is now that she's gone
because
there,
she never gave permission and they used the phone call of her being all sweet.
Uh-huh.
So I think she's just pretty much mad at.
I get all that. And he ran up there. I get all that.
Well, that was in the beginning.
But now, she's gonna force a response because now this is hip hop culture versus R&B culture. And
that's fine. She already said what she had to say.
And then now he about to come at her, and it may be so jarring with these bars that it forced Travis Kelce to get in there, and Travis Kelce might get his ass kicked.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, because he's going to have to stand up. Then one of them goons.
What? This has to turn into a physical fight? I thought it was just lyrics. I thought that's how we do this.
Bro.
It's a rap battle. You don't have to start throwing punches.
Okay. I ain't say you don't. You don't. But what I'm saying, the beef and the comeback can be so degrading, so visceral, so surgical.
Mm-hmm.
Coming at, because now you're gonna throw them insults out there, and it can hurt. Hurt so bad that your man got to say something.
Can't worry about it.
All right, I'm just saying.
Say what she had to say.
She put it on wax, and now he going to respond.
But didn't he first? He was the one. His song that was, what was it, last year that he had all that stuff out there that he was calling her? Like, he went at her. This is her response.
Okay.
She's the one who's responding.
So a response, get a response. That's all I'm saying.
Jeez, when did this ever end?
It don't. It's rap beef. It's beef.
All right. It's beef.
I'm still waiting for. I'm hoping during this weekend, one of my can't wait. I tell you already, I'm waiting for Kendrick Lamar to respond to Drake, son.
Yeah, you're still waiting for that too. I know.
Waiting for the response.
In the meantime, you know what? While all this is going on, let us step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
We got a fun one today because there's all kinds of crazy stuff happening in the world of sports. We were just talking about the Mets and the City Connect jersey. That if you haven't seen it, I did retweet it and all that stuff. You can look at it. It's basically gray. It's got pinstripes with black lettering, NYC. It does have a little bit of purple in there. And that is for the subway line that goes to Citi Field, all that stuff. But we're trying to figure out what's the thinking behind all this. So here is the explainer on the MLB page.
The Mets City Connects just dropped, and here is everything you need to know. The strength and grit of the concrete jungle is the very fabric of New York, and it's also what inspires the fabric of these uniforms. The letters NYC are proudly displayed across the chest in bold black lettering, using the classic road jersey font and standing as tall as the city skyline.
Oh boy.
In a city connected by bridges, there's one that is notably Queens. The Queensboro Bridge can be found across the front of the hat, on the jersey, and on the pants.
Hmm.
The pinstripes on the jerseys are formed by the circles and diamonds that make up New York City's subway system. The color purple is woven throughout the uniform as an homage to the 7-line train, the ultimate connector that brings fans to Citi Field.
Sure.
The sleeve patch is a nod to the city's past, taking inspiration from the subway token. One fare to take you everywhere, and if you can make it here,
subway
you
token.
Can make it anywhere. Moving on to the hat. The bill of the cap takes inspiration from the New York subway system. And just like the subway runs under the city streets, the twisted colors of the subway's map are hidden behind the concrete of the underbill.
Nice.
Overall, these uniforms honor everything about New York City that makes it the world city. The trains that connect fans, the bridges that bring boroughs together, and the concrete that serves as a steady drumbeat of the city's grit and grind. So, what do you think of these City Connects?
Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked, whoever you are. Who was that was reading that, by the way?
You know what this is like? This is like when somebody, you just want a nice hamburger, and then somebody put peppers and stuffed cheese and grilled cheese on it and put sauteed onions.
I mean, they took a really good ballpark hot dog and
yes.
dipped it in barbecue sauce?
No, that's making it amazing. That's taking changing your life. You still ain't had it yet, son. Go wait till you go to a barbecue.
No, we're supposed to go to the game. Remember, we're going to the Yankees.
But I'm talking about when you go to a bar. But when you go to a barbecue, you don't get that
barbecue.
At the game.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. The barbecue.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. Like
they took something and they tried to make it too many smart people, man. I could have did better with AI. And AI would have made me some better options than that crap. Like, listen, we don't need all the explanations.
Was that a real person saying that? Like, who was that? Because it had no New York sound at all in the voice either. Like, if you're going to...
Yeah.
She said honor, so you know she's not New York.
No, definitely. There was no New York in that voice. Like, you want to do concrete jungle, and then we've got, like, you know, sweet, you know, Christine that's reading this to us. I feel like we could have done better. Not trying to be offensive, but it just... I don't love the jersey. It has nothing to do with the Mets. I'm not trying to be a hater. I saw it and I was like, I don't love that. Could have done better.
Way better.
And you're right. Trying too hard. This whole, let's make it gray for the concrete. Like, what?
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, we want something that look good. We don't want no symbolism. We can care less.
The bridge thing I like. You know, the subway homage. I like that. All that stuff is pretty cool. But do we need the gray and the, I don't know.
You know what's
crazy?
You
can tell me if I'm wrong, but she asks at the very end, so what do you think? You know, so, 800-919-3776.
You know what's crazy? I'm looking
what's
at
crazy?
Legs, and I just realized what look like right now.
You're looking at legs?
Legler.
Oh, my guy Tim Legler. And
you know who he looks like now?
Who does he look like?
Have you seen The Expendables?
Of course.
He looks like the dude that played in Rocky IV now.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yes. He looks like, look at Dolph now, not when he was Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
He looks like Dolph.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Tell me I'm lying when you get a chance.
You
it just
lose.
Came to me. You know, it takes me a while sometimes.
No, you do. I'm going to tell him that. I'm going to see him over the weekend.
He looks like Dolph off of Expendables.
Okay. I'm going to tell him you said that.
I don't know if he got the muscles underneath like Dolph, but never mind.
Just saying. Meanwhile, next week, the NFL will head to the 313.
313, what
up, NFL draft is in Detroit. So, of course, when we do anything in Detroit now, damn, we have to drag out Eminem to almost be... He has now become the ambassador of that town. Like, he literally is
He's the biggest rapper there. Detroit. I mean, yeah. You can bring Big Sean out, but, like, you know, his album dropped the same day at the diss track from Metro Boomin, and...
That you're speaking another language right now. I know you're trying to say something to me, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Big Sean.
Yeah, I know.
It's from Detroit.
Yes.
He dropped his album the same day that the diss song came out from Kendrick Lamar,
gotcha,
Metro Boomin, and it flopped because that came out and just overshadowed it.
Exactly.
So we need somebody who's never overshadowed, like Eminem.
Right. Because
we could have went with 42 Doug. We could have went to somebody like that.
Still don't know.
You know, Cash Dial.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
No idea.
You know, Trick
why,
Trick.
Why no didn't clue. We go with Bart Scott?
Or Madonna.
The mayor. Come on, man.
Yeah, thing is, I ain't even going to be back there because I'm doing the Jets thing, though. But it's okay.
Of course you are.
For Tannenbaum, them, I got that. Oh, damn. Mon, you listening? Tannenbaum wants some banana pudding.
Seriously? I've only been waiting how long? Tannenbaum's going to get some?
Well, he gave me $48 million.
Damn. That's true. He did give you $48 million. Anyways, I don't know how much they gave Eminem to do this, but he sat down with Roger Goodell to announce the draft being in Detroit.
I'm Eminem, this is Roger Goodell, and we are so fired up this year for the NFL Draft.
Live from the D.
You can just say Detroit.
That's what I said.
No, you said the D.
Detroit!
Am I being punked?
The D.
I wonder how they're gonna take that. I wonder how Dallas gonna take that. They say Big D.
I know.
We go by the D. But they need to take that damn sign down before people start coming to town. Like, I hope they come break that sign. Like,
I love you guys. Goodell, you're my biggest fan.
Did you hear Goodell at the end, though?
Yeah. The D.
The D.
If you'd have said what up, though.
Where was what up, though? Like, I was waiting for that, but no, but still. It's kind of fun. So, again, you'll have that all week. So, it's pretty cool. Continuing on audio files. So, the Golden State Warriors... Their season's over. And all we keep now having to talk about is this the end of the dynasty? Is it over? Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, free agent. Are they going to break up the big three? Is this the end of the Splash Brothers and everything else? People are trying to stomp out this dynasty. Now, remember, a couple of years ago, it was Andrew Wiggins kind of emerged as a key piece to keep it alive, a little bit of a Kawhi Leonard type of piece. As the Spurs were able to squeeze out another championship from that group that was aging, Andrew Wiggins helped them do the same thing, and they got their championship 2 years ago. But we're always like, okay, when is this dynasty going to be over? Is it going to end now? Is it officially over? Steve Kerr said these things don't end easily.
It rarely is it storybook, you know. I mean, even the 96 or 98 Bulls, you know, team was broken up, and we won the championship in our last year, but... There was a documentary about what a disaster the whole thing was. You guys might want to watch it. Yeah. It's impossible for this stuff to end perfectly. I do think there is a lot of value, as I just said to Tim, and in, you know, our three guys being Warriors for life. I think there's a lot of value in ending with dignity.
It is true. And by the way, The Last Dance is what he's referencing. And The Last Dance got us through... the pandemic
COVID,
when it comes to sports talk radio.
That was like gospel.
I mean,
we report on that like it was live. We report on that like it happened yesterday. Like, yo, bro.
Right. But it was that and the Tiger King, right? Those two things got us through it. But still, what he's saying is right, is these things don't normally end well, although, you know, the Bulls thing, it was unceremonious. Like, they won a championship and then broke the whole team up, which is still the most maddening thing ever. because they probably could have, they might have kept going, but who knows? We never know if they would have ever lost to somebody, right? We never had a chance to see it. You know, the Spurs, as we know, that faded when Kawhi was, you know, started to get hurt, and then he and Pop had those issues. But you know what? It's something that Brian Windhorst talked about on First Take today, and it caught my attention, and B and I were like texting back and forth. The most amazing thing is to think about it this way. We've never really thought about it. The Golden State Warriors, would they still be a dynasty if Kevin Durant decided to stay? If NBA Twitter didn't talk him into leaving there, which I swear that's what happened.
Yeah, they thought he was a cheat code. They're like, man, this honey, yeah. Why are you even watching, man?
They thought can't he was chasing the ring and that he joined the super team and that it was
weak. But it was good, though, because
the guy
got
was
hurt.
The finals MVP. They won championships, and yet he still wasn't getting any of the recognition. He saw so much of that stuff on NBA Twitter that I'm telling you that's what was in his head about, I got to go win it on my own, when he should have just said, you know what, I got an unbelievable situation here. I'm teammates with Steph Curry. We got owners that'll spend tons of money. We could just keep winning. And instead he left.
Here's the funny part. If they would have did that, they probably would have.
How many more titles?
They probably would have cut Klay, though, because they wouldn't be able to afford him, because he would have had it. He wouldn't keep taking less. So one, he would have broke up the big three and became the big three. It would have been kind of like the, you know, losing Horace Grant and getting Dennis Rodman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever. I mean, that Bulls dynasty had different iterations too. There was Paxson, mm-hmm. and then there was Steve Kerr. There was, like you said, it was Horace Grant, and then Dennis there was Rodman. Like that stuff, you know, it does happen. But your core is still the same. But just think, like right now in the NBA, if Kevin Durant stayed there, would
they
you
would
have like you'd have KD and Steph Curry on the same team? Are you telling me that they're a play-in team?
Yeah, they would
no
have two
way.
More. They would probably have at least two more
at
championships.
Least.
Steph would have six. And Kevin will have four.
If you're Steph Curry, aren't you? Like, if you're going to be mad at anybody, you're mad at NBA Twitter. Because you know KD reads it all. He responds to so much of that stuff. Man, that stuff was in – that got embedded in his brain, and he couldn't get out of his head. They don't respect me. They think I'm ring chasing. I'll never get the credit that I deserve. I need to go win it on my own. And then he decided I've got to leave here and go somewhere else.
Hey,
remember, the whole story was he was staying. He was supposed to stay. The highest probability was he was going to stay or go to the Knicks. And then the Nets thing happened because of Kyrie, and he went to that. And that has been the biggest mistake of his career. He should have never left Golden State.
I would go smack the hell out of Kyrie now. Now you want to be a good model citizen?
Yeah, well, that's the
really?
Other thing.
I go smack the hell out of him, bro.
He's exactly
now you the model
Luka
citizen.
What he should have been with KD in Brooklyn. Isn't that amazing?
Smack the hell out of him, bro. Now you got conviction.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now you're committed. And now you know how to be a supporting cast player. Oh, I see. This is how it works. Wow. I know. That's a great debate, a great conversation. KD leaving the Golden State Warriors. Was it an epic fail? Was it a terrible decision? How much did it cost Steph Curry? And did NBA Twitter have the most influence on that? You could do like a whole, like, we could do a whole podcast on that. Because it's an amazing conversation. All right. Anyways, that is Audio Files. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls. Full buffet the rest of the day. As you know, we've got the Knicks and the Rangers and the Islanders, all playoff stuff happening this weekend. Yankees and Rays at the stadium tonight. Clark Schmidt on the mound. The Mets, by the way, out in L.A., and they'll see Yoshi Yamamoto for the first time.
Can't wait to see him.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's who you want to go to?
Yeah, and of course, the NFL draft conversation as well. So much to get to. The Power Hour coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Okay. All right, Jake, what's this, man? What's this?
It's that new Premier Nas, Define My Name.
I actually like Define My Name, Nas. 30th anniversary, Illmatic. It's just the sound is timeless. Not everybody's got this, especially when he maintains the voice. Like, come on, Bart. It's timeless.
It is, man. Listen, man, tell you what.
I'm going to need you to be a little more passionate about it.
His ex-wife is one of the best followers on Instagram, man. She is living her best life.
Oh, boy.
No, she making, like, natural hair products. She always in Africa. Like, she living life, man. You know how some people just do life well? She does life well, man.
Does life well?
Yeah, I don't know if she's spending his money or she made her own money.
Who knows?
Divorce, whatever. Yeah. She's actually inspiring. Like, yeah. She always around some zebras or something. She's been in Africa. I don't know if she live out there.
Oh.
But Khalees, okay. Follow her. I mean, if you,
nah, I'm good.
I'm
all set. I don't like following people. Honestly.
Stuff that come up in timeline.
Minimum.
She's like a eat super clean type of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's inspiring, man. Yeah. It's some people that I think you should follow her.
No, I'm good. I'll you can just keep me up on that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm all set.
I don't know how you denied that sales pitch. It's inspiring. She's around zebras.
Yeah, she's organic. She's always talking. She has her own farm.
Yeah, it's, you know, random people I don't like to follow. I just if it's informative for me, I will follow it. If it's somebody I'm friends with, I will follow it. See, other than that, I don't follow it.
I'm telling you, it's informative. Jake, do you follow her?
I don't, but Bart, I think you should take it from the Alan Hanna kind of trick. Just send the picture, see if he likes it, and then follow with the rest of the information.
Okay, I got you.
How dare you, Jake? Are you saying I'm that superficial?
I'm saying what you see, you'll be.
I mean, she fine as hell. She fine as hell. She got some, you know, she curvy as hell too. But that's not what I'd be following. But that's not what I'm following her for. Like, she's real informative.
No, of course not.
She like saw the earth. She like saw the earth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that comes through on the IG, I'm sure.
It does. I'm telling you. Every time she's here, she's like, "Hey, I'm here. You know, we grow our own like protein shakes." It's like, it's like real. Like, you know how you see people, they do like interesting stuff like every day. Like, damn,
sure.
Like, how does she grow a protein shake?
You know what I mean.
The protein seeds?
We grow our own protein, or, you know what I mean? She got her own, like, skincare. She got these. She's always had curly hair, so she has her hair products. And, like, all right, man, you'll see what I'm saying. Like, last time I saw her, she was walking over a suspended bridge in Tanzania, and it was, like, all rope, and it was, like, far as hell. And then she had to stop because monkeys on the other side.
Wait, that's Mission Impossible. The monkeys
used a role too. Yeah,
isn't that? I thought it was like an episode of Jumanji.
Was Indiana Jones there too?
That's what it felt like, bro. All right, you think I play?
Indeed.
Jake, just go on it, Jake, and you'll give a book report when we come back for the Power Hour. This,
but it's just not something that I like. It just no,
Alan. I'm telling you, it's inspiring, man.
Oh, I bet it is. But I'm good.
I'm trying to put my boy up on game.
Why is it hate?
My boy up on game, man. I'm telling you. I'm like, you and the wife might want to follow her, man.
I'm looking right now, and I'm kind of inspired.
Told you.
I'm inspired already.
Jake needs a minute or maybe 30 seconds. The second annual DPHR and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out, see the live broadcast. It starts at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset. It steps away from the Manhasset train station on the LIRR. You never know. You might see Nas's ex-wife there, like, you know, shooting some kind of social media thing that's very inspiring.
She's a great singer, though. She had her own album. Okay. Like, my milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard.
Is she a Mets fan by any chance? Because these guys are going to take the train to Citi Field after their show.
Her milkshake will bring everybody to the show.
The Mets play the Cubs that day. It's the pregame party, Rick and Dave, on Thursday, May 2nd. It is brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, come as you are. You got to check that phrase again. By Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with three pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans or party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. And Bart, please Zing Zang responsibly.
That's only way I sang.
I can't even imagine. 800-919-3776. So we got more of the buffet going on. Everything that is going on is an extremely busy weekend. The draft is coming up with the Jets. What Joe Douglas was talking about with the Jets situation, it does sound like, I'll tell you what, if you read the tea leaves, the tight end at number 10, that could happen. We'll get into that and more. The Knicks and the Sixers, the Rangers this weekend as well, the Islanders this weekend as well. Playoffs, the spring is here. This is the best time of year. And right now is the best time for Bart to tell us about Samwell.
Yeah, man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. I don't know if he got milkshakes, but he's definitely a double board certified pain specialist. And don't let your neck, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim that active lifestyle. Say, Bart, how do I do that? I tell you how. Go call my friend Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joints, necks, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy a pain-free life. Same day or next day, appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com to regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Bergen County to serve Inglewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Expectations for the New York Rangers in the postseason are sky high, and expectations for the Blue Shirts, a hot topic earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
What do the Rangers have to do for you to say the Rangers bogeyed the postseason? What happens?
They don't make the conference finals.
Okay. What's par?
Conference finals.
What's a birdie?
Stanley Cup final.
I got to make the conference finals. I mean, I got home ice. The first series you absolutely should win. The problem is, you could argue that the toughest team standing in your way could be in the second round of the postseason.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.